I can't find my shoes.
Wow, can't find his shoes.
Oopsie.
That I'm singing the blues.
No blues here. This is the Good Day program at 7 past the hour. Later in the hour, John Capozzi, the author of Getting It Done. That's what
I like.
That. People
mm-hmm.
who can get the job done. This guy started and sold 20 different companies. He sort of reminds
wow.
me, part of the theme in Pain and Gain is Johnny Woo. You know, Johnny Woo, the guy who drives around the Rolls Royce convertible with girls hanging all over him, and he's become successful in real estate. He's almost a caricature of himself now, don't you? It sounds like you guys don't know who Johnny Woo
no.
is.
No, is he a local Bostonian?
No. He's a national guy. There are infomercials all the time on what Johnny Woo can teach to you. And it is all about the, as he's saying that it's a success story. He can teach you how to make millions in real estate, and you can drive around in a Rolls Royce convertible just like me with blonde babes hanging out all over the car. And I'm not suggesting John Capozzi is all about that, but when I formed Shape Up America, and I think that's why we have him here to help you motivate yourself yet again.
Get her done.
Yeah, I'm all about motivation. It's good stuff. Motivating you is part of what my job is here, and the job of Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler with the most important stories of the day. The latest victims of the sequester are the Blue Angels. The rest of their appearances for the rest of the season have been canceled.
Oh.
Along with the Air Force Thunderbirds and the Army's Golden Knights. All because, Richie's going to say, Doug's going to get off on one of his rants again. No, I'm just going to point out the fact that if we had good management, how's this for being pleasant, Richie? If we had good management, we wouldn't have a problem with this sort of thing. We don't seem to have good management, and thus things that would be of interest. And in some cases, these are the inspirations for people going into the Army or a Navy or whatever, the Air Force, Blue Angels. We've all watched them at some point in time. Is there anybody who hasn't seen the Blue Angels? Kenny, you've seen them, right, perform?
I have.
Richie, you've seen him perform?
They've flown over me, but I've never gone to a show where I've seen him perform, no.
Jen?
No, I have not.
Really?
Mm-mm.
You know who they are, though, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So the sequester money has made them the 2%. They couldn't cut out 2% of the events they were in. They had to cut them all out.
Just every single one?
Yeah. Right. Because,
you know, when I heard this, I was like, eh. And then I was like,
care?
Really? Why do we need,
I suppose,
an air show?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's a great recruiting tool,
mm-hmm.
Which is what I think it primarily was, is
yeah.
a recruiting tool, a PR,
right.
yeah. you know, tool.
Yeah.
Which is great. That's fine. But you know what? Right now, let's chop some bucks. You don't need it.
Okay. All right. So Richie approves.
Yeah.
How about you?
I'm fine with it.
888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or to Jennifer at DougStephan.com or Richie at DougStephan.com or Ken at DougStephan.com. There are a lot of bits and pieces of information at the website, DougStephan.com, including a daily up. I guess we'd say this is a blog, right? Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, every day. We take something from one of his blogs so as to keep you aware of your shopping opportunities for food. Phil is the national, if not international, expert when it comes to this sort of thing. So if you are in a mind, you go to the grocery store, let's say, and you're in the green area where all the lettuce is and the spinach is and the celery and the carrots and beets and all that stuff, and there's a little spray of water, and there's a color there that intrigues you, that invites you in, right? Because it looks fresh because it's being presented in that way. And, by the way, it's probably better than what you're going to find in the salad bags or the plastic thingamabobbers, because there's too much of an opportunity for things to grow inside there. Whereas if the produce is out for public display, it's probably going to be better. Anyway, Phil helps you figure out the easiest way for once you buy that produce to make sure it's preserved for the longest amount of period, longest period of time. And so, by definition, you would not be buying things that are in a plastic bag or a plastic pouch because you can't get at them unless you open them up. Whereas if you buy the things, let's say you buy a head of lettuce, buy some romaine lettuce, or you buy cabbage, or you buy a cucumber, or you buy some squash, or beets, or whatever it is, you keep them, you a little bit of water on them, and you put them in the refrigerator as soon as you can, and that'll keep them fresh for quite a long time.
Now, Phil will also tell you the reason they keep a little bit of water on them in the grocery store is not only to help keep them fresh, but to make them weigh more.
A little bit more, yes.
Yeah, when you right. check out. So
that's
you pay more.
Yes. All right, Richie, you've done us a service.
Very
for that.
Good, Rich.
Thank you. Jennifer.
Take a little paper towel and dry them off when you put them in your cart.
Right.
Very smart.
Good idea.
Yes, sir.
You are smart. The Unemployment Benefit Department is tallying up what it paid out that it ought not to have paid out. So here's another opportunity for somebody who's grumpy to complain about the government. That wouldn't be me.
No.
Oh,
never.
No. Not at all.
No.
But, you know, the government is talking about how poor they are right now, that they're just not making enough money.
Right.
Well, here's a little problem. $3.3 billion happened with unemployment insurance fraud in 2011. $3.3 billion.
Richie, you ran Raven. Would you please? Because obviously mine don't make any difference.
You know, it's almost to the point where you just have to laugh. If it weren't so pitiful, you have to laugh.
Well, the joke is that $2.2 billion of that's two-thirds of the money, it went to people that were still working.
Yeah.
They were getting unemployment benefits, but still working.
Yeah.
Is that unbelievable?
And yet you're being asked to pay more,
right?
So they can mismanage more.
So these people can double dip.
So
yeah. Right.
And how can they look at you with a straight face?
Yeah, they can't. Okay. They can't. They can't look at you with a straight face. No way. They can look at you with a straight face. But yet there are people who would argue politically, my daughter is one of them, that they don't mind paying a little extra in taxes to get better
for
services.
For people to double dip?
But that's it. They don't get that
it's
side
like,
of it.
The thing is that, you know, yes, this is a government problem. Let me be the little ranter raver here.
Okay, go ahead.
Let me, you know, this is, yes, a government problem because there's a lot of, as you like to say, waste, fraud, corruption going on in the government. And by a lot, I mean a lot. A lot.
Billions.
Yeah.
But the deal is that we're now a society where it's just take as much as you can get.
Right.
For me, if I had to go on unemployment, it would be because it was a last ditch effort. Like I needed it to try to find
another
job.
Never been on in my life. Richie,
no,
never been on
right.
No.
Would I ever in my life, go ahead, Ken.
Briefly, I was.
Yeah. But would I ever in my life consider double dipping like that? No way. In fact, I even think that if you've been on unemployment for a year and you're not, I mean, there are jobs. Just take one at McDonald's if you have to.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like just, you know, do something because if you're able-bodied, you should be able
you
to
listen to all
do
this
something.
Whining when the unemployment benefits run out and Congress has to race back to Washington to make sure they provide you with unemployment benefits.
You
How's
know,
that an incentive to get a job?
Exactly.
And I will tell you, when I lost all of my confidence in myself, at the end of the car business, I just hated it. Just wasn't having any fun. Lost all confidence in myself. And I was like, okay, I'm going to get into radio here because this is what I really want to do. And I ended up taking a job waiting tables and bartending.
Mm-hmm.
And at first I was a little bit like, I don't really want to do that. I guess I had this really kind of cool job where you made good money and this and that. But then you just get to hate it. I felt so good about myself because I was doing something where I was like, you know, this is different. This is fun. It's cool. And that gave me the confidence to go and say, I'm going to go find a radio job. And so if you just sit around doing nothing, saying this job is beneath me, you will not have the confidence you need to go out and get the job you're looking for.
The one you really want.
You need to do something. Yeah. You need to feel like you're giving, like you're doing.
And what you're getting at is what I always get at. It is easy to get mad at the government. It's really easy because the government's out of control. But the real problem is that societally, I mean, we just have this whole new skewed set of values. Like we've been talking about this week with the millennials, the new millennials going for job interviews with their parents or bringing their cat with them or taking a
or
cell phone call.
Or texting during a job interview.
This is just how we're raising people
knuckleheads.
Now.
not.
Yeah, and it's too bad. And I hope that my generation, I hope the people that are younger than me get back to when they were raising their kids to start raising them with some traditional values, because it is so ridiculous how we raise these people to be just very self-centered now.
Traditional values.
Back to basics.
I hope so. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Traditional is thought of as a dirty word now. You just said it yourself, Rich.
Yeah. Look into the mirror.
The mirror
on the wall. Who's got the thinnest hair of all? You have thinning, weak, and tired-looking hair. Thinning hair could be a result of aging follicles or plugged follicles. So that's why you need new Provia from Chamonix. It strengthens your hair follicles and therefore gives you younger, stronger, fuller, more vibrant hair like nothing you have ever tried before. It works for both men and for women. Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A, Provia is a product that cleanses the pores in your scalp, gets all of the stuff that's in there. You know, your hair, you sweat. If you don't wash your hair every day, those follicles get plugged. And even if you do use the wrong soaps and shampoos, it still plug up the follicles. So that's why the hair oftentimes falls out. This cleanses those pores, opens them up, allows the hair to grow, and that's why people look so much better. Plus, the serum is a way to thicken your hair. So you have thicker hair that's there, you have more hair growing in. That's why people love this product. Provia is available by dialing 800-543-5817. That's 800-543-5817. Order Provia now. Get a free month supply when you mention Doug. Say goodbye to the hair that's going down the sink and hello to the hair that's sticking into your head and coming out of the little pores in your head. Order Provia risk-free now. Get a free month supply. Mention Doug at 800-543-5817. These numbers, sometimes they jump out at me, or I'm thinking of another number. Pick a number from 1 to 4. That's the number. No, that's not the right way to dial this company up. Provia is at 800-543-5817. Wait till you see how wonderfully your hair is going to look.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You pushed to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible. Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Okay, everybody, so Jim is going to take us all through the company's plans for marketing, sales, and manufacturing for the next 5 years across every facet of our global business. Then we'll break for lunch at Buffalo Wild Wings. Jim?
Okay. Growth.
Ha! Great presentation, Jim. Thank you. Lunch, everybody?
Lunch at Buffalo Wild Wings. Amazing burgers, deliciously hot wings, and great sports. That's the lunch you can't wait to get to.
Who wants more wings?
Oh, yeah!
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
Proper selection of replacement.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program.
yourself, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Kind of a fun thing. We'll go through in the next couple of minutes the songs that were number one during, well, actually not number one, the top five during this week in 1983, starting with number five, After the Fire, Der Kommissar.
Der Kommissar.
Der Kommissar.
This was a fun song. This was back in the days of wandering up and down M Street in Georgetown, and this was a good song in the clubs.
All right, here's another one that was, I don't know if this is a club song or not.
This is not. This is a rock song.
Mr. Roboto. Roboto.
What a silly song.
Yeah, this is kind of one of their sillier songs, but it did well.
Yeah.
It did. Huge.
Number four during this week. 1983.
This kind of reminds me more of Queen than Styx.
Really?
Yeah.
Queen.
Parts made in Japan.
Okay.
Very theatrical.
Yes.
I am the modern man.
All right, so number three was Greg. The, is it Kim? I know the
Greg
song.
Kim.
Greg Kim. Kim.
As in next, though.
Your life is, or at least your love is in jeopardy.
I lost on Jeopardy.
Oh, isn't it? I thought it was, your life was in danger. In
Our love's in jeopardy. Great song.
Richie likes it. Number two, Drexy's, Dexy's. Thank you, Drexy. That's a fun song.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Violins.
Not too often you get to whip out the mandolin in a rock and roll song, you know.
Careful the use of the term whip out, Richie. Come on, Eileen was number two during this week in 1983. And then we get to the number one song. How can you ever forget this guy and what he contributed to pop music? Amazing.
Who plays guitar on this song, Dudley?
Cliff. No, wait a minute. Clint Campbell.
That's a good guess.
You're wrong.
Wow,
I know
it's
wrong.
Eddie Van Halen.
Oh, yeah. Really? Were they friends or did they just work together?
You know, I don't know what the extent of their friendship was, but he wanted to do a heavy guitar riff, thought it would be a cool partnership. I don't know whether the record company put it together or what. But there's a heavy lead in this, a serious lead.
There is. Fits well. Hi, there they are, the top five songs from this week, 1983, for your listening and dancing pleasure. After the Fire, Mr. Roboto, Jeopardy, Come On Eileen, and Beat It.
Insight Daily Radio.
When you think of people who are in transition, whether they're newlyweds, empty nesters, recent college grads, people getting divorced, at all these points, we're particularly focused on our home and creating a home because we're creating a new home for ourselves.
Author and blogger Gretchen Rubin's latest book is entitled Happier at Home. Kiss More, Jump More, Abandon a Project, Read Samuel Johnson, and My Other Experiments in the Practice of Everyday Life. We recently spoke with her from New York.
Take the time to really mindfully create the home that reflects the things that are important to you. So create order. Go ahead and hang the pictures. Paint a room if you hate the color. Make a shrine to the things you love, whether it's a shrine to France or a shrine to arts and crafts or a shrine to music or a shrine to your family, so that you see the things that are important to you reflected around you. And if you love plants, get some plants. If you love, whatever is important to you, to see it in the home around you and to take the time to shape your home to reflect your values. But at the same time, it kind of on the just pointing the other direction, do not wait to have the perfect home before you have people over or before you feel like you can get things started. Sometimes people feel like, well, it's not ready yet. But, you know, you may never feel like it's quite ready. And so it's more important to have people over to have fun. And so, you know, even while you're working towards creating that lovely home, it's don't wait too long before you move forward.
Visit us on the web at insightdailyradio.org.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like GE, Grainger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/GE Lighting today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Gardener.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
After the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. In a few moments, we're going to meet John Capozzi, who's going to help you get it done. That is what we are always trying to do here, but you may have a different...
Get her done!
What, huh?
Get her done!
Get her done! Doug with Richie and Jennifer and Ken Kessler. All right, so Kenny, what's the latest from all of the various things we're following on our social media, Facebook, Twitter, et cetera, et cetera? I don't know. The stories you can tell from Tumblr or from Pinterest, just that's more something that's visual than thought. I think that we are interested in thought-producing things as far as what you hear and how that produces an idea in your head. So what do we have cooking?
We were talking earlier about the best decision you've ever made.
Yes.
And John says it was to marry my wife.
Very sweet.
Heidi says getting sober, divorcing my ex, and having a child.
Uh-huh.
Elkie says
in
to
that order?
Forgive. You know, I'm assuming so, but she doesn't say. Elkie says the best decision she ever made was to forgive.
Really?
Ooh.
That's a question. Good one, though.
Yeah.
And Loretta says adoption.
All right. That's good. Good. All right. So, Jennifer, there's
Dougie.
A concern today and this week about the EPA and this worry that people have had. You heard a lot of environmentalists go off on fracking.
Right.
Because
even movies have been made now about it.
Yes, they have. And what was originally feared apparently is not something to be worried about, or at least as worried as were some of the earlier reports. Correct, Amundo?
Yeah, well, the problem with fracking, I just love saying that, fracking. And they can't even get mad at us for saying fracking on the air, is that there's methane that is released into the air after this process is done. And so the EPA came out and yesterday said that they've lowered the estimate of how much of a potent heat-trapping gas leaks out during natural gas production. So this is a big shift, because a lot of people that oppose fracking say how bad it is for climate change. Well, now the EPA is saying, hey, 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 it may not be as bad as you think. So this is good news, I guess, if you're worried about climate change and the whole practice of fracking. The data is kind of like an earthquake, they say, in the debate over drilling. That's Michael Schellenberger, the president of the Breakthrough Institute, an environmental group based in Oakland. He said it's great news for anybody concerned about the climate and strong proof that existing technologies can be deployed to reduce methane leaks.
All right. So, again...
So, good news if you're worried about it. You know,
oftentimes, these stories or the information that gets out, the passion that's around them does not equal the value of the information, because often there's work that needs to be done. It's like the weather and all these other things about climate change. It's not always what it's made out to be.
Mm-hmm.
So,
good news. We like that.
One of the things...
Continue your fracking, sir.
Yeah. We can now go back to
frack on.
Yes. Frack on, frack on, frack on tonight, frack on. When our veterans return home, the challenges they face vary with family, friends. Often they have support. They have challenges because they can't make the transition from when they were in the service to civilian life once again. For some, the challenges are so daunting, are so great that they give up. And now... there is reason for optimism because of the work, the service, if you will, of the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Without their involvement and strong organizational mission, a lot of veterans would slip through the cracks, and that's not acceptable, not something that you and I think is not fair. I know a lot of people who listen to this program who have supported Purple Heart Service. They've talked about it with their friends and gotten other people to give. Let me remind you that the challenge continues, and as it's ongoing, the need for help is ongoing. May I suggest you text to donate. Text PURPLE to 20222. Donate $10, just $10. Do you realize what a huge difference that can make? Text PURPLE, P-U-R-P-L-E, to 20222. Text and data rates have probably going to apply here. Or you can call them at 877-743-1631 to support the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Cash, credit card, all completely tax deductible. Visit them online as well at purpleheartcars.org. That's purpleheartcars.org.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Palm. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payment, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Discover Card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know, because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Are you planning a vacation and trying to make your whole family happy?
I want a hotel with convenient locations and continental breakfast.
It better have internet.
Don't forget, we're on a budget.
America's Best Value Inn has you covered with all this and more at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join the Value Club for instant room discounts, upgrades, and late checkout.
Yes, I can sleep in.
Visit americasbestvalueinn.com and make even your grumpiest teenager happy.
Over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like GE, Grainger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/GE Lighting today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Get her done! Get her done! Get her
done! Now, 19 before the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. John Capozzi is with us now with Jennifer and Ken and Richie and me. He's an entrepreneur. He started and sold 20 companies. When I first read your bio, I was thinking about somebody who is in Shark Tank. Do you know that TV program, John?
Yeah, I sure do.
All right. So, you know, these are successful people, and they're talking to people who are trying to get businesses started. You've been around the horn, as it were. You were involved in Shape Up America. Why? What's going on with you that was something you were passionate about?
Well, I had done I was working with Dr. Koop, who was Surgeon General at the time. And I had funded the Smoke-Free Society campaign for him. My mom and dad both had died of lung cancer. So I did that project and went on the Today Show and Good Morning America and did all that. And then he brought me what he considered years ago, back in the 80s, the single biggest problem facing America and, quite frankly, the world, and that was obesity. And we've now seen in those years, I think it was about 30% of our population was obese. Today it's up to over 60%. Mm-hmm. So he was right on the money. So he asked me if I would help build that. So I did, and I raised all the funding for that. Time Warner was my partner in that. And then we launched that with Hillary Clinton at the White House when she and Bill Clinton were in the White House. It's something that obviously we need to continue to look at because it's a huge problem, and I'm working on projects in that venue right now and have continued.
All right, so what can we learn? I think the book, Getting It Done, teaches people, or at least tries to motivate people to do better in their personal life. We all have challenges. We all are interested in, the world is full of self-help books. It's full of people saying, you need to do this and you need to do that. Well, that's all a waste of time unless you tell people how to do it. You can say, you ought to do this, you ought to do that. Yes, well, so tell me how to do it.
Well, the book is really it's a combined of a maxim anecdote book that I generated over probably 10 years. Most of it has to do with my personal experience in life and in business. It has 1,000 items in the book. Some of them are really, really sort of pointed to help people who are struggling. It has, in my corporate world, I had 13 corporate promotions in 13 years. It talks specifically about what did I do to earn those promotions, and quite frankly, anybody could follow what I did. It's very simple. But then it goes on about a lot of the companies I started. Where did they get the funding? How did I go about starting these businesses, building them, selling them? And it's written for people in high school. It's written for people in college. It's written for people in business at all levels of business. It's fantastic for somebody that gives speeches or presentations or writes newsletters for sales magazines or anything like that. But basically, it's a book that chronicles my history and my experience in starting companies and in building a better life.
All right, let's take specific examples for people who are listening to the program who may have a great idea. You've had thousands of people come to you to try to get things started. You're almost like a venture capitalist on your own. You've got thousands of items that are listed here. Give us one really good success story beside your own.
Aside from my own, all right. Well, I started a food company a number of years ago. It was at the beginning of the fat-free craze, and people wanted quality foods with no preservatives, no additives, 100% fat-free. So what? And the book is full of our stories about finding the opportunity, the timing. In this case, the fat-free craze was coming out just before Snackwell. My wife is a food scientist. I met her at American Airlines where she was the head of menu planning. And I challenged her. I said, you know, if you could figure out a way to make a really great snack that tasted terrific, and taste is really the key point, but it has to be healthy. It has to be fat-free, no additives, no preservatives. If you could create that product, I'll build a business around it because I know the world needs this product. This is really coming right behind my work with Dr. Koop as the Surgeon General and trying to get a handle on obesity and all of that. But net-net, very long story, but it's explained in great detail in the book. She did create a product. It was she started with a brownie. We ended up with 17 different items. But it goes on, the book goes on to explain how I raised the money and how we built with a very small staff. How we built a business. We were in 67,000 stores in 3 years. We never spent a penny in advertising or slotting, and then we sold that business. We built it to over $50 million in 3 years, and we sold that business to one of the large food conglomerates.
Yeah.
So that story is in the book in great detail.
All right. So the website is gettingitdone.com. Getting it done, all one word, gettingitdone.com. The book is Getting It Done, and good inspiration, specific stories, successes not only in John Capozzi's life, but others whose lives he has touched. So you may be interested if you're somebody who's trying to start something. This is a cool way to get inspiration. John, thank you for being here, and thanks for the inspiration. It's 12 before the hour on Good Day.
Okay, everybody. So Jim is going to take us all through the company's plans for marketing, sales, and manufacturing for the next 5 years across every facet of our global business. Then we'll break for lunch at Buffalo Wild Wings. Jim?
Okay. Growth.
Ha! Great presentation, Jim. Thank you. Lunch, everybody.
Lunch at Buffalo Wild Wings. Amazing burgers, deliciously hot wings, and great sports. That's the lunch you can't wait to get to.
Who wants more wings?
Oh, yeah.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
These days, everyone is looking for ways to save money. One idea is to get a free rate quote on your car insurance from GEICO. You could save 15% or more. It's a wonderful way to save money. And after that, if you're still looking for ways to save, here's another handy tip. To save money on clothing, do like me. Just don't wear any. And you'll also save money on dry cleaning.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Okay, everybody, so Jim is going to take us all through the company's plans for marketing, sales, and manufacturing for the next 5 years across every facet of our global business. Then we'll break for lunch at Buffalo Wild Wings. Jim?
Okay.
Growth.
Ha! Great presentation, Jim.
Thank you.
Lunch, everybody?
Lunch at Buffalo Wild Wings. Amazing burgers, deliciously hot wings, and great sports. That's the lunch you can't wait to get to.
Who wants more wings?
Oh, yeah!
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Wow. Can you believe it's 51 past the hour, Jennifer, already?
No.
Liar. Liar.
It's, no, it's 51 after.
Liar. I'm going to go check for myself.
51 after the hour, Regine.
Look at that, it is.
51 past.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
What do you do when your government is engaged in unconstitutional acts? And what should you do when our elected officials fail to uphold their oath to protect we the people from foreign and domestic enemies? Hello, fellow patriot. I'm Pastor Broden of the Constitutional Defenders of Texas, and we have discovered a constitutional answer to these questions. The answer is found in the First Amendment to the Constitution. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way. The right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
The Boston bombing case. Did the FBI mess up when it came to the Tsarnaev brothers? I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Criticism aimed at the FBI over what they might have known or should have known about the suspects in the Boston Marathon bombing. One of those pointing a finger in the FBI's direction, Democratic Senator Charles Schumer of New York.
I want to know why, when Tsarnaev came back from Russia, given that he was on a watch list and given that we were alerted by a foreign country that he might be dangerous, and he seems to have taken a radical turn, why he wasn't interviewed at the very least again.
Senator Schumer referring to the older of the two brothers, Tamerlan Tsarnaev, and Schumer is calling for federal hearings into what the FBI knew and did not know. Elsewhere, the chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee believes the mother of the two suspects played a part in what happened.
I think she played a very strong role in his radicalization process. I believe she is a person of interest, if not a subject. I do believe she comes into the United States that she will be detained for questioning.
That's Congressman Michael McCaul, who was a guest on Fox News Sunday. As for the parents of the two suspects, they are laying low in an undisclosed village in southern Russia. The father, Anzor Tsarnaev, had planned to visit the U.S., but he told the Associated Press he's too ill to travel. He also reportedly said he doesn't think he'd be allowed to visit his son, Johar, the only surviving bombing suspect. The mother, Zubeda Tsarnaev, is on a U.S. terrorist database. Both parents have said they believe their sons, Johar and Tamerlan, are innocent of the bombings and being set up. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Kim is in a rush,
and a large tree has fallen on her car. She needs to file a claim. Should she A, strap her claim forms to a caffeinated falcon, or B, file her claim on Geico.com? The correct answer is B. It's easy to quickly file a claim on Geico.com and set up an appointment with an adjuster. The caffeinated falcon would probably get disoriented and deliver the claim to some burger joint. Geico.com is much more efficient and doesn't have dangerous talons.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
At Hotels.com, we've got thousands of deals for every occasion. Father's Day? We've got a deal that day. Earth Day? Hotels.com has you covered. Your mom's dog's cousin's birthday? Chances are we've got a deal that day, too. But we'll check with legal. And low prices, we've always got those. Because Hotels.com is always making sure we've got the best deals for you every day.
And now through May 20th, save up to 30% on your favorite San Francisco hotels. Book now only at Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
It's a new week on Wall Street. Last Friday, the markets were mixed. The Dow finished with a 12-point gain, ending the week at 14,713. S&P down 3 points. NASDAQ dropped by 11. On a Monday, let's check out those prices at the pump.
Fill it up.
We have seemingly flattened out with prices, at least for now, which have come down quite a bit over the past couple of months. As of yesterday, the AAA National Gas Survey shows the average for a gallon of regular at $3.50, down about 2 cents from a week ago, but down 14 cents a gallon from a month ago. A year ago at this time, we were paying a whole lot more. Average for a gallon of regular was $3.82. Funny how $3.50 now seems cheap, when in fact, it isn't. Business at the box office over the weekend.
You got the wrong BMW?
Sure,
Zach,
BMW.
I told you to check the license plate.
It was an honest mistake.
Mark Wahlberg, Dwayne Johnson, Pain and Gain. Number one in its debut weekend with $20 million, but enjoy it while you can, guys. This Friday, Iron Man 3 comes out. The superhero sequel starring Robert Downey Jr. got a head start on its domestic launch with $195 million opening in 42 overseas markets. And finally, we take you back to this past Saturday night, the annual White House Correspondents' Dinner in Washington, where the President of the United States, whoever that happens to be, turns into a stand-up comic. And as we've seen from President Obama in past years, his timing was impeccable. Among his targets, the media, of course.
I know CNN has taken some knocks lately, but the fact is I admire their commitment to cover all sides of a story, just in case one of them happens to be accurate.
Ooh, that was good. The President went on to say he's trying to get along with Republicans, referring to his recent attempt at socializing.
Dinner with a number of the Republican senators. And I'll admit it wasn't easy. I proposed a toast. It died in committee.
And the president was followed by guest speaker Conan O'Brien, who was in rare form himself. He referred to his Boston roots and made this keen observation.
If you're going to pick on a city, don't choose one where 9 out of 10 people are related to a cop.
It was a fun night in Washington, and the laughter was, for a change, bipartisan, the way it should always be. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon.
It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Despite what medical experts tell you, it's just not possible to get all the nutrients your body needs from food. Minerals are essential for good health, but not all soils contain these nutrients, so they won't be in your food. And Dr. Peter Glidden knows this.
Longevity's organic plant-derived liquid minerals. This mineral supplement, which contains 77 plant-derived organic, certified organic minerals, in a colloidal state, saturated, concentrated just below the saturation index, is unrivaled in the field of medical nutrition, the field of nutrition, period. There's no other company that has a product that even comes close to this, and this is a big deal.
Order your liquid colloidal minerals from Longevity today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.